5:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, man, is it Friday. It really is like Friday in every sense of the word. And we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got our buddy Bill O'Reilly is coming back. I don't know if it's next week or the week after. I don't have that schedule in front of me, but he's going to be here. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. I'm very happy about it, very proud of it. And, you know, tomorrow morning we've got my friend Stan Andruski, who does the greatest show, best weekend show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Yeah, honest to goodness. Great, great show all about cars. That'll be tomorrow morning. Make sure that you are here for that. Monday morning, my buddy John Reed will be here, right? He's not going traveling anywhere anytime soon, I don't think. But Monday, he should be here. All right. You have heard the vice president tell us about all of the evil people, right? Home builders, and this one is bad, and that one is bad. I don't know how you pick on grocers in America. I mean, honestly, I just don't understand. But she is claiming that at grocery stores around America, customers are being gouged. I don't buy it, but I'm not in the business. So I thought, let me call on somebody who, A, is a dear friend, and B, is someone who is in this business, has grown up in this business, somebody who has, Heidi thinks, a beautiful store, Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. We shop there on a regular basis, and then just let him tell us a little bit about how pricing goes on that side of the register. Tom, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hi, Jeff. It's nice to be there.
It is.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. So I know by this point you've heard the vice president talk about price gouging at supermarkets. And I just wanted to give you the floor. Can you explain, you know, how things are priced and whether anybody's making outrageous profits?
Well, I haven't seen it. But I mean, who am I to argue with her? I mean, I haven't seen it. First of all, where my store is in Short Pump, if you can price gouge with the Whole Foods across the street, a Trader Joe's, Costco down the street, a Super Walmart, Target's, Wegmans, and all these, if you can get away with gouging anybody, more power to you, because it's the stiffest competition in America is that where my store is. But, she just doesn't know what she's talking about. I mean, I listened and I watched a little bit of news today, and she doesn't know what she's talking about. What's happened, Jeff, just referring to higher prices in general, yep. What's happened is that during the pandemic, there was a shortage of everything, and people who could get it got it in and sold it. But when you came out of the pandemic, basically the team members at the store automatically cost 30% more. And if you go to truck drivers, they're up more expensive. Diesel fuel is up. So the tractors that people use in our farms, diesel fuel is more up. Instead of $15 an hour to work on a farm, they're paying people 20 or 25 now. And what happens is those costs very slowly just leak into the system where the farmer, his costs are a little higher this year. To deliver to the store every day is a little bit more expensive. And you get into all the styrofoam boats or supplies, that all the packaging equipment, that's right. Up 30%. Wow. So you've got all these costs that are leaking into the system, and all of a sudden it comes out at the end, and the chopped meat or produce, lettuce, or it costs you more. Now, the person running the business, and I've been doing this my whole life, and watch my dad. And what happens if you decide? You know what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take those costs, and I'm just going to maintain the same margins and just pass that along to the customer. You just go right out of business, right? Because you nobody buys it. They come there and they go, wow, $4 for a pound for Hanover tomatoes. I don't think that I'm going to buy any today.
That's right.
And so you start a downward spiral in your business that's very, very difficult to fix. And so what happens is everybody's working closer. I mean, I heard somebody talk about Kroger, you know, is price gouging. They don't know what they're talking about. I've never seen it. We're in the Kroger every week looking at it, and Walmart and Costco's, and, you know, trying to come up with ideas. And I mean, it's as competitive, Jeff, as I've ever seen it. I know at Tom Leonard's, we're working a lot closer than we ever have right now in order to keep the store busy and the customers happy, because that's what the whole goal is.
Right.
And, you know, you can take on a lot of debt if you want, but you go right out of business now. And somebody to say that they're going to, you know, start limiting what you could charge. I mean, people just stop carrying it.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're not going to get it. I mean, if let's say U.S. Foods has a problem and they start limiting, they start losing money on 20% of the things that they're bringing to the different stores and restaurants around Richmond, would they just start delivering once a week because they, you know, they have to recover those costs somehow.
Right.
And it screws it all up. She doesn't know what she's talking about is the bottom line on this thing. But it's an interesting talking point, but it makes no sense at all.
All right. Well, I wanted to go right to the source of this. As you say, you've grown up in this business, and you're kind enough to come on this show, and I know that will not eclipse the fact that your brother was on Fox Business today. But you know, I mean, I'm pretty good. I'm a close second, my friend.
He's getting hard to live with, Jeff.
Yeah.
He's getting hard to live with. Yeah.
But, you know, am I right? The research that I've done, Tom, and it's very, very general, but it says in the grocery space, the profit margins, and this is like a big ballpark, you know, one of those things, about 2%. Does that sound about right overall?
Yeah, I think in the grocery business, you know, when you take Food Lion and you know, you bring all the, yeah, Publix, whatever. I think you know, they're happy to make that if they can. But I will tell you, the food industry in general, Jeff, the margins are razor thin.
Right.
And you know, I mean, I had a long talk 10 years ago with Jimmy Ucrop about that. Razor thin. And you have to, you know. Hey, by the way, let me just add that. You know, I was talking to my brother, and he told me that the insurance for all our team members at Stu Leonard's is going up $1 million this year.
Oh.
I mean, where does that money come from?
Right.
You know, so, right. I mean, all insurances are skyrocketing. I mean, those businesses, they get swallowed by the business because you have to have insurance, and you have to figure out a way to pass it along. And some things, you know, I mean, you can't just say, I'm not going to stay in business doing
this.
So, I mean, it's crazy, Jeff. It's crazy, but it's very thin razor thin margins.
Let me remind everybody, Tom Leonard is joining us from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. That is the preferred shopping destination, by the way, for me and for Heidi, but that's besides the point. One of the things that I was concerned with, Tom, I listen to someone like you. Again, you've grown up in this business. Your brother obviously has grown up this business as well. And then I hear the vice president say, well, we're going to figure out what the prices are. The very federal government that is $35 trillion in debt and has not had a balanced budget since 2001 is going to tell you how much a dozen eggs should sell for in your store. I don't need
the vice president telling me how to run my business. She'll put me right out of business. The way that it doesn't make any sense now. Having said that, Jeff, it hasn't slowed Karen down at all. I don't know about Heidi going to Home Goods. So I know she still hits that place every chance she can.
Our wives are doing their part to support the economic growth of that store. That's true. I want you to brag a little bit because, you know, here we are. We've got the vice president basically attacking everybody in the grocery space today. It's outrageous. And then I look at a guy like you, Tom, who works so closely with Virginia farmers and the rest of it. I mean, you're not just doing that because you like to do it. That results in a savings for me as a customer, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, sure, and it also the result is a better product because it's fresher. And so, you know, we're always, you know what happened, Jeff? I'm going to give you some news here because this is TJ's first week coming back at Tom Leonard's. Mm-hmm. So he's back from Atlanta now with his wife, Sarah, and my little grandson, Stuart. And, you know, he really knows the produce business. I mean, really valuable guy now. And he's going to be real helpful with us going direct. But any time you can cut the middleman out of anything, assuming it doesn't change the quality, or any time you can cut the middleman out and pass that savings along to the customer, it's a good idea.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's very difficult in order to do that right now because, you know, everybody's trying to work as close as they can. And, you know, I don't understand at all what she's talking about, but I don't think she does either. But, you know, it sounded interesting.
It did sound interesting. You know, I'm glad you raised the point of TJ. I was going to mention that because I heard him in a spot. Look, I want you to take 30 seconds for a shameless plug. What have you and TJ cooked up for the customers at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market? You got a special this week everybody needs to know about?
Well, yeah, I mean, the meat business is you know, it's a busy week over there in the meat business and the fish business and the produce. It's doing great. But, you know, we're thrilled to, you know, crab legs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're thrilled to be able to, you know, run the business here. And we're very fortunate that it's doing as well as it is. But, Jeff, I just want to just go back one second. There is no room in the food business for people to gouge.
Right.
Because you know as well as I do, people just look at it and go, I don't think I'll buy it.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense at all what she's saying.
No.
And it doesn't make any sense. I haven't seen it. Because if you jack your prices up, your sales die.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, when you're, you know, if my store was the only store within 50 miles, maybe you could get away with a little bit more than you can now. But in Short Pump, everybody's working really close.
Yeah,
and you know when I hear something like what she said, I'm like I scratch my head and I go, it's not happening. Not that I know, and I have a lot of friends in the food business that are working closer than ever.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, listen, I appreciate you being here. A big welcome home to TJ, and I know you're going to be busy with all that grandfather stuff. You're pretty good at that, as I understand it. That is my dear friend, Tom Leonard, absolutely the best of the best from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market, 546 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.